With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. Governor Steve Bullock and Republican challenger Greg Gianforte are wrapping up a bruising campaign as Bullock tries to keep his seat as one of the only 18 Democratic governors in the nation. The two leading candidates said in separate interviews that they wish the campaign had been more focused on the issues, even as they continued their attacks on each other. University of Montana political science professor Rob Saldin says this campaign had a nastier tone than recent Montana gubernatorial campaigns. Incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke is seeking tomorrow to hold off a challenge from Democrat Denise Juneau and maintain a two-decade Republican lock on Montana's sole U.S. House seat. The two candidates combined raised more than $8 million for their contest that ranks as the most expensive House race in the state's recent history. A Texas man who was convicted of killing a southwestern Montana man and shooting two others a year ago has been sentenced to 100 years in prison. The Montana Standard reports District Judge Brad Newman sentenced 49-year-old Tony Sawyer today, leaving open a, quote, slim chance of parole, unquote. Sawyer was convicted in September of deliberate homicide in the death of 37-year-old Joe Powers and attempted deliberate homicide for the November 3, 2015 shootings that wounded Steve Drury and Hunter Smith. Sawyer testified that he and the others had used methamphetamine and that he feared for his life before shooting the men in a rural area about 13 miles southeast of Butte. Drury testified that nobody threatened Sawyer. The shootings happened a day after Sawyer traveled to Montana to look for work. The former chief of the Olney Fire Department is charged with stealing more than $50,000 from the department between 2012 and July, when he resigned. Flathead County prosecutors allege Ken Moorhead made unauthorized purchases using the fire district's checking account, credit cards, and business accounts. Court records say Moorhead acknowledged in August that he used the district's funds for personal reasons. An arrest warrant on the felony theft charge was issued Thursday, with Moorhead's bail set at $10,000. The thefts came to light after the fire district exceeded its budget by fiscal year 2016 budget by $25,000. In July, Moorhead told the Daily Interlake that some of the expenses were part of an effort to retain volunteer firefighters and emergency medical responders. The final person involved in a Flathead Valley poaching case has been sentenced for his role in the illegal shooting of 15 deer and a cow elk. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials say nine young men were prosecuted on charges that they hunted out of season, used artificial lights, and wasted game animals. The sentences, which wrapped up on November 1st, included over $16,000 in fines and restitution, and the loss of a total of 47 years of hunting, fishing, and trapping privileges. Agency spokesman John Fraley says most of those involved were high school students under the age of 18. Most of the animals were killed in the Flathead Valley, although a trophy whitetail buck was killed in Liberty County. FWP officials thanked the school resource officer at Flathead High School for his help with the investigation. MTPR's election night coverage starts at 6 p.m. tomorrow. We'll have the latest results from Montana as they come in, and special coverage from NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. through midnight. MTPR's political analysts Sally Mock, Chuck Johnson, and Rob Saldin will also be on hand with updates and analysis starting at 8 p.m. Crow Chairman Darren Old Coyote says the tribe has reimbursed the U.S. government $2.2 million that was intended to go toward construction of a transit facility that was never built. Old Coyote says the money from a 2012 federal transportation grant was instead put into the tribe's general budget. Federal investigators said in a report released today that officials with the Bureau of Indian Affairs knew the money was misspent and failed to take action. The Interior Department's Office of Inspector General says a 2013 audit of the tribe confirmed the misuse of the money. Old Coyote says the money had already been spent when he became chairman in November of 2012. He lost his bid for re-election on Saturday to Tribal Secretary Alvin A.J. Not Afraid. All election season, the candidates for Montana's lone seat in the U.S. House have been telling voters about their differences. And those differences are again being played out in what Democrat Denise Juneau and incumbent Republican Ryan Zinke are saying and how they're spending their final hours before Election Day. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Juneau, the state's current superintendent of public instruction, called me on a cell phone after pulling into Helena. She described her last few days like this.
I've been on a statewide tour, get out the vote tour, with me and the governor and all the other statewide candidates, and we went to 17 stops across Montana, 1,800 miles.
Republican Ryan Zinke called after leaving Avalanche Lake and Glacier National Park. Here's his take on the last few days.
Waving in the morning, saying hello to folks, having a little cup of coffee, and then going for a hike in the park. makes you think about why a person would run. What's important in Montana? I have no doubt that I will win.
Leading up to Election Day, Zinke says he's mostly stayed in the Flathead Valley, but says he recently drove across the state asking for another term as the state's congressman, talking about the issues that face Montanans.
Look, if we can't agree on our constitution, there's not much we can't agree on. I think the economy, we should tax small businesses less. If you look at Obamacare, it's been a disaster. I mean, national security, our borders, nation without borders can't exist.
Democrat Denise Juno says her message to voters nearing Election Day is pretty much the same it's been all along her campaign trail. She's stumping on her record running the state's public school system and casting doubt on the work and track record of her opponent. Juno says that elections in Montana can be decided by just a few votes, and that could happen in this race.
If your vote is your voice is amplified in this state, and so we want to make sure that everybody is exercising their right to vote, and so that's been the message of this week.
For more information on the candidates for Montana's seat in the U.S. House and other races you're following, visit our website, mtpr.org. There, you'll find a live stream for local and national coverage on election night. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.